Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I am Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
And today, Anna, we're going to be meeting the Wongs.、
嗯、
That's right. It's time to meet the Wongs, our favorite family. Aren't they our favorite family?
Well, I guess so.
We like them a lot. I mean, we spend a lot of time with them every month.、
Mm-hmm.
This time, of course, it's just after Chinese New Year.、
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the Wongs are sort of...greeting the new year this month or something
那当然一定会啦。不过啊我们每个月关于这个王家一家人啊都还是会有一些主题。不过今天到底又发生哪一些新鲜事呢有没有人又离家出走了呢还是谁又不见了呢或者是要准备什么东西呢我们赶快来看看今天的文章。
Meet the Wongs. Where is Mac?
Ugh, stop barking, Mac. I'm trying to sleep. Paige, wake up. Take that dog outside before he pees in the house.
I'll take him outside. Let's go, Mac.
Shouldn't you use his leash?
Don't worry, he never runs away from me.
Oh, why does that girl always talk back to me?
Mac, come back! Where are you going?
Paige, what happened? Where did Mac go?
Oh, I'm sorry.You were right about the leash. Mac ran after the garbage truck and disappeared.
Come on. I brought his favorite treats. He'll come back when he sees them.
Word power.
Bark, bark. My dog always barks at strangers. My dog always barks at strangers. Never, never. Dan works hard and never complains about his job. Dan works hardand never complains about his job. Right, right. We should listen to our parents more because they're usually right. We should listen to our parents more because they're usually right. Favorite, favorite.One of my favorite basketball players is Jeremy Lin. One of my favorite basketball players is Jeremy Lin.
Okay, well, it seems the Wongs are, you know, relaxing at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to do in the new year after your long holiday. What's going on? It says Mac is sleeping on Paige's bed. Doesn't Mac have his own bed in his own bedroom?
对啊，我想也应该。等一下 ，Mac is a dog, pet dog.
Oh, Max the dog. I was wondering why we hadn't met the brother, or the cousin, or someone named Mac. It's not a person; it's a dog. But then suddenly, Mac hears a noise and looks out the window, and he starts barking. Woof, woof, woof. Barking, of course, is what dogs do when they, you know, want to get your attention when they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
You could say. So he starts barking.Paige was trying to sleep, so of course this wakes her up, and she says, "Stop barking, Mac. I'm trying to sleep." Yes, it is hard to sleep when a dog or dogs around you in your house or maybe outside are barking. Of course, when they go woof, 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 that's the sound that we make when we're trying to sound like a dog barking, but yeah, it's when a dog is shouting or talking. Dogs will bark when they're in danger, when they're trying to warn people, or just when they want to get your attention, right? They might bark. Mm. For example, we could say, my dog always barks at strangers. My dog always barks at strangers, mm. because they're maybe a little afraid of the stranger.
对啊，如果你刚刚有仔细听的话，你可能会听到 Mike, 他学狗叫声是 woof.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Mm.
But you know how we pronounce, how we imitate dogs barking
in Chinese? I think so. Can you do it for me?
Wong, wong.
Really? Wong. So when we say meet the Wongs, it's like meet the woof.
跟这个没有关系。可是就是英文呢，它如果学狗叫叫 woof, 但是呢我们都说狗汪汪叫啊。那不管怎么样，狗叫的这个叫或者是吠，在英文当中的动词叫做 bark.B-A-R-K, bark. 但是要特别注意哦，如果狗对着陌生人，或者是对着什么什么窗户外面啊，或对着什么什么叫，叫做 bark at someone, 或者是 bark at something, like barks at the car, 或对着车子在叫，mm-hmm. 对着人在叫 bark at.
That's right. Now, of course, the dog barking is giving everyone a little bit of a headache. It's very loud. So mom can also hear Mac barking. So she yells from the kitchen, Paige, wake up. Take that dog outside before he pees in the house. Okay, so mom's not there. She maybe doesn't know that Mac is looking out the window. She thinks Mac is barking because he has to go to the bathroom.So that's why she tells Paige to take the dog outside before he pees in the house. To pee is when you go to the bathroom. It's the one where just you make water.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make chocolate. you know, boys will do it when they stand. Girls maybe will sit, of course. So peeing is what dogs do maybe two or three times a day, right? When
Only
people,
three times
Well, I think most people, you know, walk the dog in the morning and then the evening. And that's the dog's chance to go to the bathroom, to pee or to do the other one, to poo.
But why doesn't the dog just go to the bathroom?
Because then it would go to the bathroom on the floor in your house or on your sofa or your bed. And that's not good.
Why not in the bathroom?
Because dogs aren't that smart.Yeah, you could maybe teach your dog, but it can't, it can't flush the toilet.
Yeah, right.
Right?
So anyways.
You have to take it outside to pee. And mom, of course, maybe Anna likes them to pee in the house, but mom doesn't want the dog to pee in the house. So take it outside.
对啊，所以其实学到一个很重要的单字，就是我们说上小号跟上大号，上小号叫做 pee, 上大号呢叫做 poo.
Poo, yes, P-O-O, not P-U, P-O-O.
But those are colloquial,
mm-hmm.
you know, like,
yeah.
when you really want to say pee, how do you say it? You don't say, I want to pee.
For example, if doctors were talking about it, right, you would say urinate.
Urinate.
That's a hard word. U-R-I-N-A-T-E.U-R-I-N-A-T-E. So, for example, if you go to a doctor, like an older person might say, oh, doctor, it hurts when I pee. Or you could say that, but a doctor might say, well, when you urinate, tell me if you feel something. Because that's the way scientists or doctors would talk about it. But, of course, most people, you could say, I have to pee. You know, let's stop at the gas station. I have to pee or something like that. You can say that. That's fine.
对啊，不过刚刚那个 urinate 真的是蛮正式而且很专业的字。那如果你平常说，哦，我要去上厕所，你可以直接说 I'm going to the restroom.
That's
even
more polite.
Bathroom. Going to the toilet. The washroom.
Yeah.
就可以了，不用直接讲说要上小号或上大号。当然，如果在家人当中，可以直接说 pee 或者是 poo 这样。
And another cute way people might say, I have to do a number one.
In English?
Yes. Maybe for little kids, but adults might say that. You know, I'm going to the bathroom. Is it number one or number two?Right, number two is the other one. Oh, it's a number two. Oh, well, okay, I'll get my magazine and wait for you.
哎，真的耶。
Because it takes longer.
因为在中文我们也会说上小号啊，或上大号之类的。Anyways.
Yes, we've learned a lot about peeing today. Let's get back to the story. Paige says, I'll take him outside. Let's go, Mac. So she gets up. She puts a jacket on over her pajamas. Of course, it's cold. It is February. She opens the door. Mom then stops Paige right before she walks out.Points at the leash hanging near the front door and says, yeah, shouldn't you use his leash? Right, it's true. When you take a dog out, you should have them on a leash. That's the long thing that the person holds, and it sort of attaches to the dog's neck.
Mm-mm.
This thing around the neck, we call that a collar. C-O-L-L-A-R. So to walk your dog safely, you need two things. You need the collar and the leash. So you hold on to the leash so the dog doesn't run away.
不过那个狗狗啊，如果是有人养，通常在脖子上啊，在颈子上都会有一个 collar， 就是所谓的项圈。那 leash 呢，通常都是直接再扣上去，有可能是链子或者是皮带类的。Anyways， 如果带狗出去的话，好像真的就是应该要绑好，不然万一不小心跑掉怎么办？
Mm-hmm. But Paige says, "Don't worry, he never runs away from me." Okay, never of course is an adverb. It means at no time. It never happens. It does not happen. Okay, so for example.Someone might say, would you like some coffee? And you might say, oh, I never drink coffee because I can't sleep or something like that. So never, not at any time. For example, Dan works hard and never complains about his job. Dan works hard and never complains about his job.
所以在这里的 never 其实是一种频率副词，就是从来都不曾如何如何，或永远都不会如何如何。Never does something, never do something, have never done something, 从来都不曾如何如何。
That's right. Mom, though, she sighs and says, why does that girl always talk back to me? Okay, so mom's complaining, as many parents do, that their young kids, especially if they're teenagers or, you know, young adults like Paige, might talk back to them. To talk back to someone is to...be a little bit rude, you know, when your mom tells you something, you're like, okay, mom, you have to tell me that. You're talking back to them. You're giving them a little bit of a feeling that you're not happy with what they're saying, okay? So you can talk back to your brother and sister. That's probably okay. To your mom and dad, it could get you in trouble. And of course, if you talk back to your teacher or your boss or a police officer...That could get you in big trouble. So you don't want to talk back to people too often because it might make them angry and you're being a little bit rude.
Right. 所以其实 talk back to someone 就是我们中文说的回嘴啦或者是顶嘴通常都是跟长辈回嘴或顶嘴。
Mm-hmm. So Paige, she shouts and she chases Mac. Oh no, because they're outside and Mac ran away. He never runs away.
Oh.
Well, of course...He will today. She says, Mac, come back. Where are you going? So there goes Mac, the dog, running away from Paige. Mom hears this. She looks out the kitchen window. She sees Paige chasing Mac. She grabs a bag of Mac's dog treats, like his little dog cookies or dog candies, and she runs downstairs. That's actually a good idea. She runs over to Paige, says, Paige, what happened? Where did Mac go? Because she saw that Mac was running away.Paige is very upset, isn't she? She cries. She says, I'm sorry, you were right about the leash. Mac ran after the garbage truck and disappeared. It's true, dogs do sometimes run after cars or bicycles or things like that. So he ran after the garbage truck
garbage
and he
truck.
Disappeared. It seems mom was right. If you're right, you are correct. Your information is good. If someone asks you a question and you get the right answer...You are right.
Hey, 那就是对的意思啊。所以在这里的 right 就不是右边，而是一个形容词，表示正确的、对的。
Okay, and our example sentence is, we should listen to our parents more because they're usually right.
Yeah, they're usually right.
They're usually right. We should listen to our parents and teachers more, maybe, because they're usually right. Okay, back to the story. Mom was right to bring that bag of treats, that bag of dog cookies. She says, come on, I brought this, his favorite treats.He'll come back when he sees them. It's true, a lot of animals, if they see you with something they like, they'll, of course, come over because they want to eat it, especially if it's their favorite. If something is your favorite, you like that one most of all. You might like many different things, but your favorite would be number one. It's the one you enjoy or love the most. For example, we could say, one of my favorite basketball players is Jeremy Lin.One of my favorite basketball players is Jeremy Lin. I like some other guys, but Jeremy Lin, he's number one.
所以在这里的 favorite, 它是一个形容词就变成是最喜欢的。别走开哦，接下来是我们的 wrap up。 But I don't think they have to worry too much.
I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous for
Mac. Dogs usually go home.
That's true. Dogs can find their way home quite easily. Sometimes. But of course, when they're running around in the city without a leash, there's always a chance they could get hit by a car or run over by a bus or picked up by the police somewhere, get in some trouble. So I know the feeling of not being able to find a pet. It's a pretty scary feeling. So hopefully they'll find it. I think Mom was smart to bring those dog treats because that's one thing that might get Mac to come back. But we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to see what happens when we meet the Wongs. And hopefully we meet Mac, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
I'm trying to sleep. I'm trying to sleep.
Me too. I can't fall asleep.
I'm trying to sleep.
It's still early. Maybe you can go to bed later.
I'm trying to sleep.
Me too. I can't fall asleep.
I'm trying to sleep.
It's still early. Maybe you can go to bed later.
May I have your health insurance card, please?
May I have your health insurance card, please?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。从小到大，除了身份证 ID card 之外，还有一张卡会陪伴在你我身边的就是健保卡啦。所以健保卡也常视为我们的第二张身份证哦。今天我们要介绍的句子就是 May I have your health insurance card, please?May I have your health insurance card, please? 能麻烦给我你的健保卡吗？不管是健保卡还是身份证，只要是卡片类的物品，我们都可以称为 card。例如，名片就是 business card， 意思是生意往来时会用到的卡片。而信用卡就称为 credit card。健保卡顾名思义就是健康保险卡。一般提到保险，我们会用到 insurance 这个名词。例如出外游玩，最好要有旅游保险，英文就称为 travel insurance。而健康保险，我们就可以直接翻译为 health insurance。注意要用名词 health， 而不是形容词 healthy 哦。最后，健保卡的英文就是 health insurance card， 很实用的单字，请同学们要学起来哦。请同学跟我们再复习一次今天的句子。May I have your health insurance card, please? A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见咯。Bye!
May I have your health insurance card, please?
May I have your health insurance card, please?
Meet the Wongs. Where is Mac?
Ugh, stop barking, Mac. I'm trying to sleep. Paige, wake up. Take that dog outside before he pees in the house. I'll take him outside. Let's go, Mac.Shouldn't you use his leash? Don't worry, he never runs away from me. Oh, why does that girl always talk back to me? Mac, come back! Where are you going? Paige, what happened? Where did Mac go? Oh, I'm sorry.You were right about the leash. Mac ran after the garbage truck and disappeared.
Come on. I brought his favorite treats. He'll come back when he sees them.
Bark, bark. My dog always barks at strangers. My dog always barks at strangers. Never, never. Dan works hard and never complains about his job. Dan works hard and never complains about his job. Right, right. We should listen to our parents more because they're usually right. We should listen to our parents more because they're usually right. Favorite, favorite. One of my favorite basketball players is Jeremy Lin. One of my favorite basketball players is Jeremy Lin.